You're listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. I'm Alexis Kenyon. Boulder City Council had what seemed like a pretty long agenda last night. This is the second week of having meetings on Thursdays rather than the previous time on Tuesdays. For an update on how things went, we have Shay Castle with us of Boulder Beats. Shay, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks for having me.
So to start, what were some of the highlights from last night's meeting?
Well, last night was a pretty transportation-heavy meeting. We got an update from RTD's Lynn Geisinger. We got an update from Boulder County on their transportation tax that they're going to put on the ballot. There was a little bit about the downtown bus station and Boulder's new focus on the core arterial network. I feel like I'm missing even one. There was just so much transportation stuff last night. It was almost the entire meeting.
What can you explain to us, what is the core arterial network and what was this focus on it?
Thank you. Yes, this was a shift really in where Boulder puts its energy. So arterial roads are the biggest and the busiest streets. They primarily, their primary purpose is to get people through the area. So think about like the Broadway corridor and, you know, 30th Street, the big streets like that. And so earlier this year, council decided we're really going to focus on these streets because that's where the majority of our serious accidents occur. And, you know, most of them with pedestrians and cyclists. So a lot of the improvements are around bus infrastructure, pedestrian infrastructure, and bike infrastructure as the city looks to goals of completely eliminating serious injuries and deaths from car crashes. So that is really a shift toward putting our resources there. And last night, council got a more in-depth look at how exactly the city intends to do that, what projects and where's the funding coming from and such.
So what is the plan there?
Well, actually, because these are Boulder's busiest streets, several of the projects are already ongoing. You know, for many years, there's been a plan to realign the 30th Street corridor. There's been a pedestrian and bike underpass going in at 30th and Colorado near the university. So lots of existing work already, and those things just kind of fit in really nicely to the core arterial network kind of plan for transportation. But, you know, other things that are upcoming is, you know, Baseline Road is one of the corridors, and it's like, okay, how do we protect bike lanes in the short term? And then as we repave that road, what small improvements can we make? And then further down the road, how do we do, you know, protected bus stops, protected bike lanes, some better signal crossings, things like that.
Was there any conversation about extending the Lime scooter program or, you know, creating more infrastructure for micro vehicles?
You know, we haven't had an update on that in quite some time. That's a good reminder to maybe look into that. You're right. Our pilot project should be just about up and we should be getting an update on that. I haven't heard too much hand-wringing or concern over that. It seems to have been quite popular, but of course, you never know. So
I think it started last September, so it's been about a year. I wanted to ask you before we move forward about the bus lines, because I know that they decided to discontinue some of them that they had dropped when COVID, you know, began, and now they're making these permanent decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yes, RTD is doing what's called a service optimization plan that actually is going to be voted on Tuesday by the board. So that's really shifting their services to where ridership is highest, which tends to be in urban cores. There's more people that need the bus versus office workers in the suburbs. Like Boulder doesn't necessarily think of itself as a suburb, but compared to Denver and we look at density and need, it kind of is. So system-wide, RTD is about 70% of its pre-pandemic service. The goal with a system optimization plan over 5 years is to get to 85% of service. Boulder's service will be at 84%, so slightly less than the system as a whole because we are less dense and more suburban, but significantly higher than they were initially proposing for us. And we are going to get a couple lines back at Boulder Junction, which was a big deal, you know, including a Flatiron Flyer to Union Station and a bus to the airport. Several more of our Flatiron Flyer lines are being restored. So we're getting a lot more service than we were, still not 100% of where we were in 2019.
So you mentioned to me earlier that the city is doing an update on the hill too. Could tell me what is this update?
Right. Next week is a study session, and there is an update on, they initially were calling it the Hill Nuisance Ordinance. It's renamed to Hill Revitalization. So for several years, there's been a focus to try to get more business up there, get more people up there. And part of that has been, well, it's such a college heavy area. Obviously that's where the university is, that was there before anyone else and anything else. But there's been a lot of issues with noise, partying, trash, and, you know, listeners will certainly remember the riot of last year, which kind of put things over the top. So I don't know exactly what we're going to be looking at because they didn't include notes to council, but they are, as Boulder Reporting Lab reported, looking to overhaul their nuisance ordinances so that, you know, officers have more discretion to ticket for things like noise and partying. They'll ticket during the day for noise ordinances, not just at night. And they're removing some plea deals for students on some of those charges. The update might focus just on the nuisance work. It might be broader to talk about, you know, what are we doing for businesses? The hotel project is going in up there. The CU Conference Center are expected to revitalize the area. So we might get an update on both of those projects.
Before I let you go, I just wanted you to, real quick, I know we're going to be talking, the council session is meeting this week to talk about police reform. What should we be looking out for in this council session?
Again, just the first look at the new police reform plan, Reimagining Policing. I would encourage your listeners to go online and read that draft plan. Lots of big new stuff in there.
Well, Shay Castle, thank you so much for talking with me. I really appreciate it.
Again, thanks for having me.
Shay is the founder and a reporter, the sole reporter at Boulder Beats.